off the air, we're just talking about the fact that when you are running statewide in Texas, you know, more than a creative challenge, more than a challenge of, you know, trying to come up with a compelling message, it's a logistical challenge. You have to be everywhere. It's like running for president.
There is. You understand how big Texas really is. But that's also the fun of it. You get a chance to visit with people literally all across the state, understand the issues and challenges that they see, and get a chance to visit with them. And to be truthful with you, that's one of the fun things of running.
What are you hearing from people, you know, when you're, you know, just in the coffee shops, when you're, you know, out there at different events, whether they're, you know, maybe more Republican-leaning crowds, or maybe just, you know, some of the places you just go campaign and talk to average folks? What are they saying?
I think they're concerned about the economy. I think that comes up time and time again. I think people look at what the politicians have done with our fiscal situation, $15 trillion worth of debt. We've talked about it for years. They haven't done anything about it. But they're also worried. It used to be, I think, their neighbor's jobs. Now they're worried about their own job. So I think there's a real concern about tomorrow and what all of this economic uncertainty means. I think there's very little confidence in Congress, very little confidence in the president to be able to address these fundamental economic issues that touch literally everyone.
Let me do the lightning round,
okay,
as promised. Okay. Well, I asked the other candidates about gay marriage. You have more states passing laws that legalize it. Of course, we have a ban on gay marriage in Texas, a constitutional ban on that. Craig James, one of your opponents, said to me that he took some issue with that. He didn't necessarily say that he would have been against the ban, but he felt like it was sort of a libertarian argument, saying, look, if people are gay and that's what they want to do, then why should the government be involved in that? Others say, no, passing the ban is exactly what the people of Texas wanted, and so that's what we have.
Very straightforward. I think it's a faith issue to me. I think marriage needs to be defined as one man, one woman.
You think the government should be involved at all?
I think it should be defined as one man, one woman.
By the government?
And marriage is defined by government in that sense. I think,
right,
First of all, it's a faith issue defined by faith, but then it is a governmental issue because there's relationships that come in from a legal standpoint.
Sure. On the issue of gun control, where are you there?
Very strongly in favor of the Second Amendment. I was one of the people that stood against it. I was asked time and time again by people like Bloomberg and others when I was mayor to waver from that, and I never did.
Stood against gun control. But the question then becomes, how are you different from the other candidates? Because everybody says that if they're in a Republican primary, right?
I think the differences are significant. I think I bring a perspective of not being a politician, mm-hmm, 4 years as mayor, but really what I bring to this race is 25 years of running businesses, small, medium, all the way to large, a lot of different in industries, very wide in breadth of not being a politician, but being a business. The people I'm going against, we've got somebody that's been in elected office for over 15 years. They're a professional politician by their own definition.
Right.
And another person who has been a government lawyer, has never run a business, been involved in a business. I think the economic issues, as I said, are paramount. I think that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
And what they want is somebody that's got an understanding of the economy and somebody that's willing to make some tough decisions, that's not wedded to a lot of the old politics.
How are you different from the other candidates when it comes to the president's universal health care law?
I think we all agree that Obamacare needs to be repealed.
Right.
But what we've done has gone a step further. I ran business. I understand even if we repeal Obamacare, we still have issues that we've got to deal with.
Yeah.
We've laid out a solution that talks about prevention, that talks about more aggressive health savings accounts, that get the patient engaged, that talks about changing the system so the doctor's got some economic interest in this, that opens up competition, that puts the decision back in the hands of the private sector, the patients and the doctors. We put out a real solution. I think, you know, you've got a lot of candidates out there that love to do the applause lines. We put out solutions. We put out the most detailed, comprehensive economic plan we think any senatorial candidate's ever put out. It's over 30 pages. We talk about the specific issues and put solutions forward. I think for too long, we've had politicians that love to talk in bullet points. That's what one of the plans is. Or in platitudes. That's another one of the
right
plans.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to solve the problems.
Yeah. I've done this for the other candidates. About 30, 45 seconds here. If somebody votes in this primary, whenever in the world that's going to be, as they solve all that, that's not y'all's issue to figure that out. But if somebody goes and votes in this primary, why should they do so for you?
They should do it for me because I give a very different perspective, a different leader, someone that's not a professional politician, somebody that brings the business experience, and someone that actually talks about solutions. I've made the tough decisions. I understand how to make them. It's not going to be easy, but this should not be about problems. It ought to be about opportunities. We ought to be the generation that actually gets it right, and I'm the one that can do that because I bring a very different background, very different perspective.
Tom Leppard, thank you.
Great being with you, Scott. Thank you.